Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. Each one of us are a miracle. Our salvation, that's the greatest miracle. I don't know about you, that God can transform a human life. I mean, it's nothing for Him to part the Red Sea or, you know, fling the worlds into existence. That was not a big deal. Well, it's a big deal is transforming human lives. We tend to be somewhat stubborn and rebellious. Our old nature is that way. But when God gets a hold of us, we become clay in the potter's hands. Amen. That's what He wants to do. He wants us to be clay, malleable, easy to be formed, not fighting. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about knowing the will of God. We haven't gotten very far in the message. Oh, incidentally, in order to demonstrate the first and most important thing I shared is that we have to examine our motives. That's very, very important. I shared my personal testimony on yesterday's broadcast, and if some of you wanted to listen to it, just go to our website. It's yesterday, Tuesday's broadcast, and I just shared how I got from being barely saved to where I'm at right now. And God had to be definitely sneaky with me. All I know is I had started coming to the Latter-day Upper Room where Brother Glass was pastoring and ministering, and he was preaching once, and I just loved Jesus so much. I mean, I just couldn't stay away from the services. They were just, the presence of God was so powerful, and it just consumed me. And he was preaching. I thought, what can I do? I don't know how to do anything. You know, I mean, my educational background, I was planning on teaching at the university level, so I was, you know, that hadn't done it, but the point was to go. I was taking a break, but wanted to go on for, you know, my doctorate. So, nonetheless, that of course that was not God's plan. I thought, well, what can I do? I didn't know what I could do, so I thought I can clean. That's how I started. And what was my motive? It's just because I love Jesus so much. I felt I needed to do something. I wanted to be helpful. I wanted to just give something of my life, my time, my energy for the Lord. So that was my initial motive. And you need to examine your motives. You know, I remember I'm thinking of a particular couple. And I mean, they've walked with the Lord for quite some period of time. And there was a time in which they were going to move out of state. They were going to get ministry training. The husband thought he was going to, you know, called to go into pastoring. But, you know, having known the individuals by letter, I had some misgivings. And then, of course, to discover their active sin was in his life. Beloved, don't expect God is going to move you anywhere until you begin to deal with sin. I mean, I'm not talking about the fact that we all do fall, we all sin, but deliberate, predetermined sin. God will not tolerate that. And so we, you know, Psalm 94, verse 7, what does that say? Yet they say the Lord does not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. The wicked say that. That verse is referencing the wicked, but God sees all things, and we can't fool God. I mean, we can't make a pretense going to church and then living a lifestyle that is contrary to the Word of God, and then expect to move out in whatever ministry or calling or everything is a ministry, beloved. As I said this, I'm repeating myself for those who maybe haven't heard, that we're all able ministers of the new covenant. We're all ambassadors for Christ. So we all have a ministry, and one is not better than the other. There's great responsibility with fivefold ministry, but we all have a measure of responsibility. What we do, don't do affects people in our world, some people we interact with, our metron of authority, our place of authority, or sphere of influence. And so We need to examine ourselves to be sure there's nothing in our lives that would be sin, even something small. And if we do see that there is something, then we need to take it to the Lord immediately. Now, that's important, okay? Examining motives, seeing, is our heart clean before the Lord? Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has a clean heart, or clean hands and a pure heart, and has not lifted up his soul to vanity, even he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. I don't know where that is. That's from memory. But anyway, that's who God wants in his holy place. And so we need to seek, if there is anything, ask God's anointing and help, the help of the Holy Spirit, and you can have victory over whatever. And then also we have to understand to be used of God requires being faithful over what we have been given to do, no matter if it seems very small. And remember I said, as I shared my testimony, I thought there's nothing I can do, but I knew I could clean. I could do a good job of cleaning. And I did it with all my heart and soul and energy. And, you know, I love doing it. I still love cleaning. It's therapy for me. I don't get to clean my house as often as I want, but it's therapy. I love it. And but I'm so, unfortunately, I'm just so, yeah, let's not go there. Okay. Anyway, so we need to be faithful over what God has given us to do, because obviously, even though I had no intention of going any further than cleaning a church, God had plans. As I said, he had to be sneaky. If I'd have known what God had planned for me over the years, I don't know if I could handle it. Really, seriously, because of my personality, I was so insecure, had such an inferiority complex. It's like, do what? What? Ask me to sing? I'm not a singer. I can't sing. I can't read music. Anyway, so moving on. So if you're faithful in whatever God has called you to do, then God will move you on to higher things in the next season he has for you. And you know, a lot of jobs the church needs seem to be, according to some people, just too small. And the, you know, like cleaning the church, that seems like, well, a very thankless job. It's a very necessary job and one that is precious before the Lord. I remember my pastor was sharing where I attend. She learned a lesson that just never left her. You know, she was pastoring and was going, walking from, I guess, her office to some other location in the building. And this, she saw this scrap of paper. She just walked right by it. And this woman, I don't know if she was clean, but she saw it and she went immediately to pick it up. And the pastor was really convicted. That wasn't important enough for her to do. She was the pastor working on a message. See what I mean? God loves a humble heart. And so really, we should be willing to do whatever, just because you may have an important position in terms of the body of Christ, that doesn't mean there are things beneath you. We have to have a servant's heart, whatever is required of us. And so many times God calls men and women to greater, more important positions according to the way they've handled the so-called little things. Have they been faithful? Have they done it with joy, with love to the Lord? That's priceless in the sight of God. And then he knows what he has for you. And so, beloved, in order to really determine God's will, knowing God's will, not over the long-term plan for your life, but also the plan for the present season that you're in, or even the little things of your day-to-day life, there are two most important elements, and that is active trust and active faith. We have to leave it in God's hands. Again, using my own example, I just obeyed God. I had trust that I was doing what God wanted me to do. And, you know, I didn't know the Word of God. So that's why, I mean, I didn't even know that I should be asking. I mean, I was so ignorant because I was out in the world 10 years and the denomination I was brought in, you didn't read the Word of God. You really didn't. You just went to church. And so I was unfamiliar. And so I had a major, project in my life was to be able to read and learn and know the Word of God. And so Brother Glass was a marvelous teacher. No, he wasn't, not really, he was a preacher, but I learned most everything I know under his ministry, praise God. Experience will teach you also, and that's true for all of us. And so let me begin to share what I mean by active trust. And let's just start by taking the how is trust spelled? T-R-U-S-T. So let's look at T. And of course, I sort of played with these, but T stands for triumphant attitude. And that is a, you know, that's a very strong word, triumphant. But beloved, so often we have been beat down by the enemy that we do not even have the right mental attitude toward proceeding with whatever God is asking us to do. We're like, you know, a timid little mouse. God wants us, and you know, it's a process. God actually worked a work in me where he literally transformed my personality. I'm nothing like I used to be. As a young person, there was a nun who called me Miss Bashful and Miss Blushful. I would never say anything. I was very, very quiet. Now, I make up for lost time. So anyway, beloved, the point is he can absolutely transform your personality. You may be a person that was not given to detail, yet he can put you in something you love so much that all of a sudden, wow, all the details become so important to you. Or you may be such a detail person that you haven't got caught up in the larger thing. And well, God may be enlarging your scope of vision. He may be allowing you to see the overall overarching picture. God has wonderful ways that he works with each one of us. Let me tell you right now, how he works with each one of it is customized for each individual. We're each his children, and he knows the very best way to train you, to teach you, and to guide you. The important thing is to believe that he is going to do it, that he wants to do it. He's looking forward to doing it. And all you have to do is say, yes, Lord. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by again, and we are definitely, we're still just laying groundwork. I'll be able to continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. However, we will go into next week. So that's a fair warning. There's more to come. I love you. I thank you for your prayers. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.